Shor Ba'avoy Ba'amada Le'ever. The Tosfos states the question, two Nishonis of Tosfos. The first lesson of Tosfos is Duchdei De'Leitani Hein K'moy Hacha. There are places where when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi makes a list, there are places where he says Arba Oveis Nezikin Ashor Ba'avoy Ba'amada Le'ever. He doesn't say Arba Oveis Nezikin Hein. There is the Gemara Gavi Shloish Esrei Oveis Nezikin, and similarly the Brises, when it comes to the list of 13 Oveis, it doesn't say Hain and Daf Daladam and Beis. Tani Rebeisha Shloish Esrei Oveis. That's the Yain Tani Reb Chiya. Arb Esrim V'Arba Oveish Nezikin. Doesn't say Hain. And similarly, U'Barbo Mechusre Kapora. Nesechtes Krisus, when the Tana is listing the Mechusre Kapora, those who have to bring a Korban Chattis, but the Korban Chattis is not for a Chet. The Korban Chattis is a matir to eat Kodshim. Like Zov and Zova and Yeledes. So the Gemara says Arba Mechusrei Kapora, but doesn't say Arba Mechusrei Kapora Hein. Hazov, Hazov, that's the end of Mitzayra. The isduchte diktani hein kinektani arba oshoimrin hein the arba roshe shonim hein the im toimar. So that's what Tosfos, that's Tosfos's conclusion. Another girs of Tosfos im toimar amaylei koomar arba oveis nezikin hein kinektani arba roshe shonim hein. Yeshleimar Shleimba el Hagid Arba Oveis Halolu Loi Roize Kiroize. Tosfos says that perhaps the reason why he doesn't say Hein is because the point of the Mishnah was not to list Arba Oveis. The point of the Mishnah was to explain the necessity of having the four parshas. In other words, the opening Rashi says Oveis Korvi Lanoch Tachsivan Bikra. Behedya, that the Oveis Nezikin are those that are Mufurish in Chumash, Beizim and Beiz Gemun Aleph. The Gemara wants to know what is the source for every one of the Oveis of Malachis. So we know they're Kosev Vikra. So according to the suggestion in Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is explaining why do we require these four parshas, what we discussed yesterday. Arba Oveis Nezikin are necessary le'arei ha'shor. It's not for the purpose of giving us a list. So Tosfos says, uktsas kosha. The Begumor Muchach, the Noches Tana Leminyona, Midet Porech Vetona Didon, Maitaimo Leitoni Hani. So Tosfos says, but that understanding of the Mishnah doesn't work, because later on the Gemara is going to ask why Yehuda Hanasi singled out these four, why he didn't have the list of the 24 or the 13. So Gemara explains, because these four were identified in very specific ways. The Gemara has on Daled Amud Beis. Why did the Gemara simply say, Gemara says, they could be a dime, they could be a mele, Gemara makes chilukim. The Gemara should have said, because Rabbi Yonasi wasn't interested in listing all the Oveis. If he wanted to list all the Oveis, he would have said, Rabbi Chiya, he would have said, Rabbi Isha. He wanted to explain to us the Tzrichusa. He wanted to explain to us Tzana Shove. So the Gemara doesn't say that. Vais Tachais, that the purpose of Yonasi was to list. If he's giving us a list, so why doesn't he say hey? Lachen Yishleimar, the Yeshmet Koimet to Leitoni Yein, Kedashkechon Barba Mechusar Kapara. That the style of the Pashto. So this Tosfos is that it's a, as very often the Mesichta opens up, that with a Tosfos that addresses the style. So Pashtus, when you learn this Tosfos, you think, that's what this Tosfos is saying. The reason why I wanted to go back to this Tosfos for two reasons. One reason is because that in addition to learning quickly, we have to learn quickly in order to, that we shouldn't remain amaratzim. We have to learn quickly. And we have to learn deep, so also we shouldn't become amaratzim. So we also, one of the qualities of the lamdanim is to be very comfortable with the omen itself, almost like a graphic presentation. In other words, to have a certain comfort level. You look at the omen, you don't see black boxes. I didn't really know this was what the Tosfos says. I saw the other Tosfos say. So a certain comfort level that lamdanim have, that they know what every Tosfos and every Rashi. So that's one reason. The other reason is because of a ha'ora that Rav Moshe Feinstein makes in one of the series of Shurim he has in Bava Kamma. And he points out that we should not be simply dismissive of this Tosfos. Some says hey, doesn't say hey. He says, if you look at the Shita, Od Kosav Rashba, before that, Ika de Kasha. He says, look at how the Rishonim struggled with this Nakuda. Amai Ika de Kasha lei, Amai loy tani hei. Rashba. Velekel Amever, don't say Tosa's first pshat, because of Tosfos' kasha. Isvarm de Garsi Hain, and there are Taka Svarm Girsois that had the word Hain. Yeshlevar de Tana le Kapita. That's what we usually assume. That the Tana was not so focused on this particular Nakuda, it was more of a style issue. But the Rabbi Shaya, Taisus Rid, he's Metaritz, the Agav de Leikatoni bin Masnis and Hain, Leikatoni Leihosa. That Artana drops the Hain. So therefore, since Rabbi Nasi dropped the Hain, Rabbi Shabbat, he also dropped the Hain. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's reason for this Mishnah is to explain the Trichus of all four. Inami milsin the Ravosha kaima masnisin. Vavi ki'ilu omar Ravoshaya toni yud gimel. V'leishayich lemisnehe. Or possibly, a similar way of saying the first idea is that the other Tanoim are building, they were giving shurim based on our Mishnah. But the purpose of the Mishnah is to define the Tzrichas, to define why we taka need four parshas of Ezek. Oid kosev Rashbozal, mizel l'shoinoi, v'li nire, d'loi garsina lei, not like I said that some have this girsa. The Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, he wrote the Shita. So one of the Rav Moshe Blau was one of the first Jews to, in modern times, to develop, to publish Kisve Yad with Mara Makomos. He was a Chassidish Jew, maybe in Lubavitcher. And he, it was in the 50s, in the 60s, 50s, in the 60s, that he found a Ritvon Baba Basra they published that with the Torah. So the first Jews did this. And the after that he did the Ra'on Brachas, and then he did these Sifis Kornei the Ritva. And then he wrote, then he did many Sifis that you're familiar with. Almost shelves and shelves of black and red and black books, Sefer Abatim, Sefer Amichtam, collected Rishonim that he put out. Because we had that he found. He's a very interesting Jew. So he explained to me once that that Rabbi Sal Ashkenazi, when they found the Kisvei Yad of the Shita Mekubetzes, so he would write the headings and the Talmidim would fill it in the next day. You know, he would write Rabbi Kama, this is the Kash, this is the Kash of the Rishba, and then this is the Kash of the Nishayi, and then it goes back to the Rishba. And he was, and the Talmidim would then fill in from what they, from their kisviyat. So here's a good example of this. He wanted to organize the Rishonim. So he split the Rashba up. So the first, the Rashba says that there was, that we cannot justify the hate. The Rebbe Nishaya goes back to say different pshat in the Mishnah, like the rejected pshat of Tais. Then he goes back, and the Rashba says where he left off. He says, and he's not, he doesn't think the Gersois that insert they are correct. The Kolheich Vadinno, he said, the Kolheicha, the Tonehain, Mashmed Dav Kehain, Machlal de Lek Achrina. Hain usually means these are the only ones. And we know these are not the only ones. Because we know Rishayim Bechi had what, how many? 24 and 13, right? So they had 9 and 20 other avos. The Tana didan Tani Mitzvah Machlal Dikar Rabbi Shai Nami Machlal Dikar Bechiya. So he leaves it Mitzvah here. He doesn't have a good terrace. Rashi writes, he quotes the Tosfos, and then he says, even though Tosfos writes and the Rashba writes to them, the Tanam were not makbid in the word hay. He says, however, Chazina le Rabbi Seinu shedochu them so tam. Look at the Shidduch Kubet, look at the Rashba. They tried very hard, like the Tosfos read. So our Tosfos says, our Tosfos leaves the Tzorchiyah. The Rashba says near delay copy. Says from Rashi Lachain. Therefore, Gam Onu Rashon Loimar Mashenir Alonu. Karei Medaktikin Bigman. Rashi then has a theory, and then has pages and pages where he debates that theory. Is a theory that Hain is when there is when the all the everything in the list stems from one concept, one idea. And then he brings three rayas from other places in Shas, and then he starts traveling through Shas where his theory is. So it does not work out. That's why people very rarely learn the Dibur Shmoshe, because it's such a dense safe. There's so much here. But I want to just read a few lines for you. Because he writes very beautifully. He writes that even that when Tosfos says, the Kavanas of Tosfos, Nami Nira Deloishim et Tarsim Zele Terence. Tosfos, when Tosfos says, sometimes you'll find Mishnayos that say hein, and sometimes you'll find Mishnayos that don't say hein. So Tosfos was not saying what the Rashba is saying, that Tanom were not so makbid on it. He was saying, there's something here you have to figure out. He's saying, Shetzorach Ayin Bezeh. V'kovei that Torah Godolu, Shelo Neima Shum Yuter. And it's important for Kavanat Torah not to be dismissive and say, yeah, it's an extra word. Ayin v'soif soita. The end of soita, there the Gemara lists the various parts of Talmud Torah and of Klal Yisrael that were lost with the Petira various Tanoim. Mishemeis Rabbi Akiva botol kvoid haTorah. Our gear says botol zeroy haTorah. Mishemeis Rabbi Gamliel botol kvoid haTorah. Mishemeis Rabbi Akiva botol zeroy haTorah. Rashi says sheyenoisin es liber lidroish, because he Rabbi Akiva was attentive to darshan kol koitz v'koitz shekol ois, every spitz of every letter. V'kol shekain tevois yaseirois v'ois is yaseirois, extra words, extra letters. V'zeu kovin haTorah she'ein ba dover livatlo livatola v'cheinu kovin ter shemal peh she'ein ba tevois yaseirois sheloi bidikta. Our reverence for the Torah is that there aren't any extra words, not in Torah Shebichsav and not in Torah Shebal Peh. And the emphasis is that nowadays we understand this with a greater appreciation. Like we've grown up with the concept of Freudian slips. Right? So in other words, we appreciate the idea that the words that we use are, even when we are not paying attention to every single word. Certainly when you're paying attention to every single, when you're choosing a word carefully and you're writing something that's going to be evaluated and read, so then you pay attention to something that's going to be recorded. But we believe that without realizing it, you are more attentive to the words that you use than you sometimes think of consciously. So, achas kama v'kama. When achas kama v'kama, of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu, every single, there can't be a dover levat tolo. But achas kama v'kama, the chazal, that everything that they did was invested in kol haTorah kula. So when they expressed themselves, when they recorded, so of course it was bedictogram. So that's the importance of this part of the Tosfos on two levels. Number one is to appreciate, you see the avoda that the Rishonim, we dismiss it, we go, all right, hey, right, next Tosfos, right? It's one of those Tosfos, right? So first I wanted to bring to your attention the way that Rav Moshe looked at it. No such thing as one of those Tosfos, like of it. It's true, the Rashbos is like of it. He says, Apple PK, look at the avoda that went into this. That the Taisus, the Taisus Rid, the Rajbot, Shaking Gir Sois, does it make sense? It was a discussion in the base of Medrash. Is this word Hain? Does it belong to this one? Doesn't it belong to Rav Moshe goes through every single list he can think of in Shas without the Bar Ilan. Right? To figure out whether it says, can you imagine that? It's a singular. He went through it in a Bar Ilan to figure out the lists. Right? You wouldn't be able, I'm not sure you could even do a search now of lists because you have to know all the same numbers. Right? You could do a hain list, you could do a non-hain list, a non-hain search. So imagine what Rav Moshe was in the debate, what he went through to appreciate whether there was a meaningfulness to the hain or not. So that is the first choice. Now, in terms of our sugya, so there is a machlekes rishonim. The Tosfos Rid accepts the idea that the purpose of this mission is to explain the necessity of these four mazikim. That the purpose of these, the purpose of the mission, as Effie said yesterday, is to develop Sada Shoga Shabbat. Mashena Kain, according to the Rajba and according to Tosfos, the purpose of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was to record these four mazikim and to discuss these four without getting involved in the other mazikim that Rabbi Shimon B'chiyah list. But according to Tosfos Rid, the tachlis of the Mishnah is this tzrichus that we discussed yesterday. Tosfos then Ashor Ba'avor Pirush Ba'kundus Kaseidus and Nichta Beparish Yisidur Mishnah. Ba'alfa Gavul Mando Omar Tonish Ale Ragloi Lehavi Kaseidur Parisha. The regal nafkalon mi vishilach es beira dechziv bosar bor yikol mokim shem shor ksiv koydim beparsha tanin negicha the keren l'man d'omer ma bezo odom afal gab de l'bosar bor ksiv beparsha emor it's very far from the mishpatim nagim mishal mena tainu odom dazik shor loy chosh l'shanayse kesedim beparsha l'fisha docho kol kach v'shirochi kol kach v'shtonik kesedir l'harvei. In this one, the Kuda did not follow the Seder of Parsha. It followed the Seder of Tzichus. However, the Tam says, no. Shame Odom Siva Parsha Kaidim. Ki Yigna Vishor. Uechad Me Oves Nezikin. The Tanil Mebrais of Igmara. So this Tosfos is pointing out that the Seder of Parsha is Lav Davka, the Seder of Parsha. Right? The Seder of Parsha is the can include the a reference to what the Torah said. In other words, the Torah does not have regel before bor. The Torah has shor shel negicha before bor. All right, but it mentions shor. It doesn't have Adam Mazik and Tam says before Eish. But it mentions Adam Aganif. What are the Bali Tosfos saying? How does that make a Seder Akro? Tosfos wants to explain to us that this is consistent with Seder Akro. So they say, well, it's not really consistent, but we mentioned Shor already. So it's okay to have Shor B'tchila. We mentioned Odom. So Adam is B'tchila. So what's Tosfos saying? Is it consistent or not consistent? How can you say that this is Kesedim Akrov? Because it happens to mention. What's Hezra Dover? What's Tosfos pointing out? Go ahead.
Does Rebbe mean that, just a question, does Rebbe mean that like when Tosfos says that there's Adam HaKanav is in the middle of the Parshios? Because like in the Torah it's split up with like Shor, then I forgot what else is there, then there's Adam Magaz and then the rest of Hever.
Right.
So does Tosfos mean that it doesn't really matter that there's other Magazan as long as the general consistency of the Nezikim is in order?
Correct. Question is, how does that make sense, though? If you want to follow Seder Akra, so follow Seder Akra. If you're not going to follow Seder Akra, don't follow Seder Akra. But how can you say I'm following Seder Akra and I'm following Seder HaKro because it mentions Shor, but not the Shor we're talking about. It mentions Odom, but not the Odom I'm talking about. Why is that called Seder HaKro? No, what's the... How do you read the Tosfos? No, go ahead.
If the Mishnayos was written in a way to be remembered,
correct,
then it would be, it doesn't matter what the context would be necessarily, just the fact that you'd be able to recite it over, that if you're fluent in the Torah, and having that order would help remember the Mishnah.
So,
it's not an order.
What's that?
It's not an order of the Torah.
No, but Zev saying it's a mnemonic device. In other words, we are more conversant and fluent and more frequently learn the Torah Shebichtav. So as a mnemonic device, the Rabbi Yudah Nossi maintained the Seder. That's one possibility. The alternative would be, what's the other possibility? Go ahead.
When the Mishnah is dealing with the topics of Avos and Zikin, not other Megalim, they could deal out a different sekta. So when it talks about that theme of the Arba Avos and Zikin, it's going to write in order it's in the Parsha, even though, like, even reality, the Torah, there's Avos Meganim is like in the middle of those Parshios, but it doesn't fit in within the theme.
Right, so why would it be an us you want to have... Why would you want to maintain this kind of Seder, which is not really the...
Well, because that's the way the Seder is in the Torah.
So it could be Ke'en De'Raisa, right? Chazal do is always Ke'en De'Raisa. So Chazal, when they listed the others, they wanted to follow Kol Mashat Tokun Rabbonin Ke'en De'Raisa Tokun. I found the fascinating comment by Rav Nissen Alpert. Rav Nissen Alpert used to be yeshiva over here. He's a Talmud of Rav Moshe, and he taught the yeshiva. I was a Talmud of his in various ways. In various venues, in various ways. So Rav Nissen Alpert writes at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. The Ramban in Sefer Vayikra explains that Sefer Vayikra is Teres Kayanim. The Torah, when teaching Teres Kayanim, then includes other halachas that are tangentially related to the halachas of Teres Kayanim. Right? So for example, the Moedim, Parshas Emor. The Moedim are not essentially Teres Kayanim halachas. There are Teres Kayanim aspects of the Moedim, right? The Musafim, that's really Parshas Pinchas. But certain, but the Minchas Oimer. So, the Torah Samoedim, there is an element which belongs the Lulavim in Mikdash. Or, the Akravas Karbonis of the Mitzvah. So, in Mela, we do all the Halachas of the Mitzvah. The behemoths that can be brought to the Mizbech, so maybe we learn all the behemoths like Sherez. So Ramban says that Teres Kayanim is Hilchas Mishkan v'nigrar alav, and then the Torah schleps in other halachs that are related. So Rav Alpert said, you see, that Rav Yehuda Nasi and Rav Yehuda Ravashi followed the same style. That we're learning certain sugyas. And then, as you know, in the middle of sugya, so we'll discuss a little bit about Shabbos, about Asura and Shabbos. Obviously told us of Tumah. As part of a Nigra, right? Sometimes you find tangents that are much harder to relate that. But Kol Mashin Tokah Dei Raisa, Rabbonin Kei Dei Raisa Tokah, so when Chazal established Torah Shabbal Peh, they learned the style from the Rebbeinu Shalom. And then we can go a little bit deeper, figure out why is it an important style, either for purposes of memory, or because to show that Kol HaTorah Kula is one unified sefer, or to show that one has to appreciate the breadth of Torah to understand the depth of any particular parasha. We can figure that out. Right? But the point is that Rav Alpert suggested that you see from this Ramban that even the way in which Torah Shabbal Peh was recorded is getting there right. Good. The next Tosfos and the beginning of the next Tosfos will come back to Rit Hashem when we understand better the unique aspects of every single love. And now we are, and then the end of the fourth Tosas we learned yesterday, Onshin Min Adin. Okay, so again, you're able to chazen these Tosas and well, to feel that degree of comfort with the Yomim. So the Sugya begins, Arbo Oveis, Miniktoni Oveis Mechlal Dikotolis. What's the observation that the Gemara is making? The Tani Ova is Mechlal Deika told us. What's the blitz over here? What's the observation the Gemara is making? No.
If something's an ab, it must have been told.
No, but what's the Gemara pointing out? Then?
Why does the Mishnah say Avos?
As opposed to?
Suge? I don't know what that
means. Ige?
So the Rashi says, Avos kore lanach tachsivin v'kro. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is focusing on four mazikim that are in Chumash. The Torah doesn't call them Avos. Right? As far as we know, L'gabe Shabbos, L'chore, there was a Mesorah to call them Avos and told us. We'll see that in a moment. It would seem that Lagavi Tumah, there was a Mesorah to call it Ovis and Tolis. it would sound like from this Gemara either that here too there was a Mesaira to call it Oves and told us we have to figure out the meaning of that Mesaira, or that the Tandoim or Machadish to call them Oves. Midiktoni Oves is no. From the Chumash itself, we know there are four, there are Parshis, there are Mazikin. Arba Mazikin, Arba Nazikin. Midiktoni Oves, it could be that just like Chazal formulated Kedushin, from Torah calls it Erisin, Chazal called Kedushin. So over here, Chazal formulated the Nezikin into Oves. So the Gemara says that if Chazal, Midiktoni Oves is the Tanoim, again, I'm not saying, I don't know whether the Tanoim or Machadish, the formula of Oves and Toldes, or whether they were recording a Mesaira. Mechlal Diko Toldes. Then, on the Beis, Amud Beis, the Gemara explains that Karen, Shane, and Regel are all Oves. The Gemara says in Beis and Beis, Minolon, how do I know that Karen, Shane, and Regel are Oves, and we have Psukim, Kiyiga? How do I know that Negicha is Negicha? The Gemara has Rayas. No, and what are the Toldas of Karen? So the Gemara has in Beis and Beis, the Toldas of Karen are Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Ve'ita. Right? Negicha with the horns is the Ov. But if the animal pushes, if the animal bites, if the animal sits on some on an object and destroys it, if it kicks an object, so those are all toldes of Karen. Gemara says, Shein v'regel heichek sivi, that's Bezim and Beis in Gilmud Aleph, heichek sivi. Gemara brings the psukim, v'shilach z'regel. And then the Gemara on Gilmud Aleph says, what are the toldos of Shane? So what are the toldos of Shane? Right, Shane is the animal that munches on somebody else's property. It does lunch, right, on my crops. What are the toldos of Shane? Was that? Good, it's an example. Neschachra bekoisa lanosa. Tinfe peiris lanosa. Right, the animal that is uncomfortable, it needs to scratch itself, so it moves up next to my fence, and while the animal is scratching itself, it destroys my fence. So that's a tolda of Shane, the animal that relieves itself in my property. That's a tolda of Shane, right? Because that's all a hezek that came lehana osa. What's a told of regel? Gemara and Gimel and Aleph has a told of regel zizika begufa derech ilucha besara derech ilucha b'shlivsha alel. The animal's walking along, and while it's walking along and it's wagging its tail, it knocks out some of my lights. It's walking along, and as it's walking along, it goes into an area that is too narrow for it and destroys my property. Tolda. The tolda of regel. I'm going to go through this because we have to give a body to the sugya to understand what this is going to be about. What's the tolda of boar? Right, that's why I wanted to learn Gemara Rashi. Before Yom Tov, what's the told of boar? Was that? The Gemara says, has a havam in a bortes, might be another of, that tes could be an of, the nezikin and yod and of the misa. But what are the toldes that the Gemara suggests? Avnei sakino masoi, shenichon v'shusarabim v'zikon. I left my knapsack in the v'shusarabim. Gemara says, according to Rav and Shmuel, if I was mafkir my knapsack. So that's a told of boar. I didn't get there. The ov of boar is that I dug a hole. The Ova Bor is that Tchilas Maaseh Lezik. The Told of Bor is I was doing what I can do in the body. I didn't dig a hole. Dig a hole of my mess. I'm Shemazik. I'm digging a hole in Shus Rabbim. Over here, I was having coffee for Shus Rabbim. I love to have coffee for Shus Rabbim. Shmoozing Shus Rabbim. And then I walked away without picking up my my stuff. And Gemara says, we'll discuss later on, was I mafkir? Wasn't I mafkir? Maybe it wasn't my knapsack or something that that it was something that's not that meaningful. So I'm mafkir. So that's a told of bor. What's a told of eish? I leave something on my roof, and a ruach mitzuya comes and moves it along and knocks something down. Right? Person builds the sukkah on the deck and doesn't secure it, and ruach mitzuya knocks the sukkah down. So shaila whether it was a sukkah sherry to begin with because it was knocked down by ruach mitzuya. Shaila if he was yotze the mitzvah sukkah it came down by ruach mitzuya. And Shaila, if he's a mazik, if he that's not a Shaila. So that is, he didn't set a fire. Right? He was building a sukkah. Everybody's supposed to build a sukkah these days. Maybe he's supposed to walk around the streets of Beit Sharem with a helmet, making sure that nothing flies off. Maybe that's your achrayas. So that's a told of Eish. Right, so Gemara says, "Minikoni yovais heyois el chazal." I don't know if it's a mesayra. Maybe you'll find out for me, or whether it was the chiddush of the Tanaim. But heyois that they called it ovais mechlal dika told us. And now I know that the Tanaim want me to understand that the gifa and the shicha and beita are all chayovim. Are all told us. Why didn't the Rabbi Anosi write Nezikin, Shor, Ve'ito, Neshicha, Ve'ito, Negifa, Neschacha, Vachoysel, Abnei Sakina, Masoi? At the end of the day, they're all the told us they're in the safe anyway. Anyway's going to be as big as it's going to be. So why don't put in the Mishnah? Midiktoni Ovis Machlaldika Toldis. So now the Gemara wants to understand. Toldis sayin ki yaitse ben elab ki yaitse ben. Right? And the Toldis, some of the Ovis are not. Exactly what that question means, we're not yet ready to understand. The Machlaik is Rashi Rif, and maybe if we learn more in the Gemara, we'll understand exactly what they're asking. Gemara says, Gabe Shavis Tanan. Ovis melachis arbom chaserachas. Ovis mechaldika toldis. Till they say he hates ben. At the bottom of the Omud, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Ovis atumus asheres ashechvazera v'tomei meis. Till they say lav he hates ben. Tois the Gemara says that there are two different kinds of ovis and toldis and shas. Sometimes the ovis and toldis is till they say he hates ben. And sometimes the toldus in the ovis is lav ki yaitze ben. And the Gemara says we don't know the toldus, the ovis toldus of hezek. Are they told the same ki yaitze ben lav ki yaitze ben? All right. So far these are just words. So now let's understand what the sugya say. All right. Let's do ovis atumus first. A little bit easier to understand ovis atumus. The last line, Ovis atumois hasheretz. The person touches a sheretz, so the sheretz is metame. It's an ovatuma. What's the told of sheretz? A little sheretz. A baby sheretz. Right? All its cousins. What is the told of sheretz? Hashich vazera. Shich vazera is an ovatum. Tmei Meis is an Avat Tumah, right? Rashi says the mace itself, we would call it a super of, right? The mace itself is an Avi Avos Tumah. Tmei Meis is that which touched the Avi Avos Tumah. So they're told they say in Lav Ki Yetzivin, the Ilu Ovat Mitame Odom Mikalim, Ilu told us Oichlin O Mashkin Mitame Odom Mikalim Loi Mitame. No, so what is a told us Hatuma? No, what would you say? So how would you formulate the Ob Tolda of Tuma?
So a ladder. Rishon touches successively.
Right. Okay, success. In other words, good, good, good. So when you say successive, you mean something. You mean more than successive. You're not just organizing it like the periodic table. No, how are you organizing it?
Meaning everything. It's a chain reaction. Everything.
Chain reaction, right?
The next level, it gets less and less and less.
But that's correct. But there's something more to that, though. That one causes the other.
Correct.
Right. That's nothing to do with always Nezikin or always Shabbos. Correct? Top Rashi, and Beis and Beis, Misha Noga and Beis have a Ova Tuma, the Meis Atzme Avi Avoisa Tumu, the Anegei Avoy have a Ova Tuma, and the Ova Tuma is Metame Oda Vekelev, Toksiv, Kola Shiiga Boy, Atome Yitma, Vaikirov et Meis Ksiv, Umashma de Metame Oda, Toksiv and Nefesh of Begas. But the Vlada Tuma, for example, that which the Tomei Mace is Metame, that which the Sheikh Mazer is Metame, only Echlun Mashkin. Taisva says, Tap Taisva Mace Med Beis. The Ilu of Metame, Odom Vekalim, Veloi Garcinon, Odom Vigodim, Shaloshin Zemash Metame, Odom Letame Vigodim. Vim Toimar. The Harei Tmei Meis Oisikli Matches Ki Yoytze Boy. The Cher Variuk Kechalal. There's a special din Achidish that a sword has the same din as the mace. So whereas the Cherim should become a Vlada Tuma, it becomes Kim Mace itself. In other words, the even though the Tuma of the Cherim should be generated by the mace, and therefore should become a tamei mace. It becomes kechalal. Only yesh meyen ki yoytzei ben. Yishloim et akate noisik ki yoytzei ben. Shoisik li matches ben. Noisik li matches acher ki yoytzei ben. Kama shetir at ha'am. It's not quite, because the chalal chere, a mace can make matches into a mace. But the matches cannot make matches into a mace. So even that which looks like it's a kiyotzeven is not mamish kiyotzeven. It's a kiyotzeven only in that a special din it can be matame odu v'kelim. But it can't be matame kelim to make it into a kachlal cherem. All right. The Taisha says. The din stands. So when it comes to tuma, so we understand very clearly, right? At least we think we understand very clearly what oves and toldes are, and ova tuma. Everything is mufurish mikra. We cannot create a vlada tuma. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that a meis avia v'isa tuma. Kadosh Baruch Hu said there are, I think, 7 or 8 oves and tuma. Sheresh, Shechvazera, Shechvazera means other Mashkin Sheyotze. And the Rishon Letuma, the Tmei Meis. What's the, when the Gemara says, Toidei Seyin Lav Ki Yotze Behen. So the Gemara is Lechoira. We'll come back to re-examine what I'm saying, if it's correct now. But the Torah L'chayra is saying that the Toldah is generated by the Ov. And Mimela, because, I forget your first name, sorry.
Josh.
And Mimela, because it's generated, it's weaker, and it is metame fewer things, and the avatuma is metame. Right? So again, tumah is we can't apply svaras to tumah. So what I said right now, I didn't mean to say it as a hesber, but as a description of the facts. Ovesim told us, what's the source? And b'meila, there's another antecedent din, or attendant din. What's that? The attendant din is that the toldas are not going to have the same impact as the oves. It could even be in the lashon, because lo yetzuyer, that the toldas could create toldas the way the oves could create toldas, then they wouldn't be toldas. Right? If an ov would create a tuma, which would be metame, like the ov would be metame, you wouldn't call it an ovatuma. So part of the oves, the lashon of oves, is to teach us where is the tuma coming from, and to teach us by calling it toldas, that the tumah is going to have a different than the ov. So that's one structure. The Gemara says, if Chazal chose to organize, or if the Mesorah chose to organize Hezek into Oves and Toldas, then we follow the example of tumah. The Chorah, the Toldas, we can't say the Toldas come from the Oves. Right? You can't say that Be'ita is generated by the Negicha. It makes no sense. Right? So, there'll be no reason to say if Tumah was the headquarters, was the home base for the Oves and Toldas structure, if that was the paradigm example, then the most we would say is, I'm calling it a Tolda. Chazal called it a Tolda so that you should know that does not have the same halacha as the Ov. Otherwise, if the only Oves and Tolda structure in halacha was Tuma, and now we open up Hezek and we say that Chazal gave us an Oves and Tolda structure, and they told us that the Oves and Mefurish Mekra, so Lemay Hilchasa. Why did they choose an Oves and Toldas structure? Why didn't they just say a list of Amazikin? So Vais Tachois, if the only example we had in Halacha was Tumen Tara, then we would say, once it teach us, only the Oves have certain dinim. The Toldas don't have those dinim. I'm leaving that vague now. Exactly what those dinam are is Machlokes Rashi. On the other hand, the Gemara says that there is another structure of Oves and Toldas in Halacha, and that's Shabbos. And there the Gemara says, here we're more familiar, we're on firmer ground, Mishnah in the seventh parak of Shabbos, Oves Melochis Arbom Chosarachas, Oves Mechlal Dika Toldas, Told they saying ki yaitzei ben loishna of chatas loishna told the chatas loishna of skila loishna told the skila. Well, my ikemein ovatum. Now, if kemina the ilu ovish they always by the adodi, inamish they told us by the adodi mechayev akol chada vechada. Ilu ovit told it today le mechayev akol chad ella chada. Ulev the yezid the mechayev al told him okay, mova my kori love my kori le told her. Hach tabe mishkin chashiva, kore lo'ov, hach deloi habe be mishkin chashiva, or toisvis, hach labe mishkin v'chashiva, kore lo told. No. So now explain to me, what is this other possibility? Oves and toldas of Shabbos. So oves and toldas of Shabbos, l'chayra, that's part of the Mesorah Mesinai. Right, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Heina, Heina. The Gemara is a drasha. That There are Ovis and Toldus. So the structure of Ovis, just like the structure of Ovis and Toldus of Tumah, Lechara comes from Sinai. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself said, this is an Ovis and Toldus. And the Toldus of Tumah and Tara to teach us how Tumah gets generated, and then to teach us different halachas, that they're in fact weakened forms of the Ov. When it comes to Shabbos, Gemara says the Bechlal not weakened forms. Bechlal not. Same chiyuv skila, same chiyuv chatas. They're not weaker forms. B'chlal. How would you evaluate if there was such a thing as a weaker form of Shabbos? So a weaker form of tumah, you'd say can't be matami in the center. All right, can't be matami. How would you say this is a shvacher form of chilul Shabbos? L'chayim had a different oynish, a different kapora. How else would you calibrate? So Gemara says that's not a shvacher form of Shabbos. It's not a watered down form of Shabbos. It doesn't have different halachas in Shabbos. No. So what is an ovat told when it comes to Shabbos? How do you figure out what an ovat told when it comes to Shabbos? Rambam says, "Melachas shechayovin alein skila v'koreis mehen ovos u'mehen toldos uminayin uminyan kol ovos melachas avam chasarachas ve'elohei kol elu amelachas v'kol shu mei inyonam heim nikron ovos melachas." So you say, well, inyanan is a very vague term. Kesed hu inyanan. How do we explain what inyanan is? Echad ha-chayrish ha-chayfer ha-yisachrit sarveza ob malacha. Charisha, plowing, digging a hole, that's all different forms of the same ob malacha. Shekol achas men chafira bekarka v'inyan echad hu. V'chein, echad ha-yisachrit, when you plant seeds, or you plant trees, or mavrich ilonas, you take branches and you put them under the ground, or ya markiv, or you take branches and put into other holes in other trees, called grafting, or ya zoyme, it's a chiddush, this is for when you learn Masechta Shabbos, not for now. Kol elu av echad hein me ovois malachis v'inyan echad hu. Shekol echad l'tzameach novar hu miskave. Right, here the Rambam goes on to define the inyan. I've told her, he ha malacha doy malach meilu avos. Has to be similar. Keisa ha machat echas ayerek mat maat levashloi. That's called tachina. Why? Well, toichein is taking one big thing and making it to small things. So if you do something similar, you take a carrot and you cut it up into pieces. That's the told of toichein. Very confusing, you know. You take a plant and you put a seed in the ground, or you take a plantling from the ground, because that's enough. You take wheat, you grind it into powder, it's called teichen deraisa. Take barley, teichen meaning the ov. And if you take a carrot, you get into small pieces, that's called a tol. Ram says if it's the same inyan, they're all the same of. If it's doime, then it's a tolder. It's very difficult. It's very important to make sure that you appreciate the tolders that they rise. One of the major misconceptions, they run around, people think tolders are abundant. It's very important to secure that. The tolders are as the Eraisadik as Ovisar. Nope, what's the chiluk of Ovis and Tolis? So the emes is, Lanias Daiti, until the Teferis Yisrael, we don't have a sefer that defined Ovis and Tolis with rigorously. Teferis Yisrael, I think, was the first one, the parish of the Mishnah, right? Teferis Yisrael was the first one, I think, Tver Zohar has tremendous hakdomas to the Mishnayos. Has hakdomas to Tumantara. He organized all of Tumantara. Cliff knows of Tumantaras. He called Yivakesh Dos. He has hakdomas to the Luach, by the of Moye. He has hakdomas to Shabbos. And hakdomas to Shabbos, I think he's one of the first svarim that organizes the Melochis and defines every Melochim. So he has the following nusach. After the Teres Yisrael, then other Achrayim tweaked it. He said every melacha has a pu'ula and a te'elas. Has a pu'ula, a te'elas, and a chefetz. Every melacha has a purpose, has an action, and has an object to it. If you switch the object, it's still an ob. But if you switch the pu'ula, then it's a tolva. Right? So it works almost always. And if you have, for example, you take Zereya. Zereya, the tachlis of Zereya is what? What's the tailus?
To make things grow.
To grow something. Good. The pu'ula of Zereya is? No? If you switch the chayfetz, the seed, and instead you put a plant in the ground, that's still the ob. If you switch the chayfetz and you put a tree into a tree, that's still an ob. Because you're still planting something, and you're doing the same ma'isa, and the same tails. But let's say you do a different ma'isa, but the same toelas, you take water, and you spritz it over your plants. So it's the same tayelas. You want to grow something. But an entirely different ma'isa. That's already a tolva. Right? You take wheat and you grind it into a powder. That's the ob. Right? The tachlis is grinding into a powder. No. The tachlis is to create a powder. The pu'ula is to chop it up. The chayfetz is kernels of wheat. So you take any other chayfetz and make it into a powder. Take barley. Let's say you take a tomato. You can't make a tomato into powder. Right? You can cut it up into very, very, very small pieces. Tiny, tiny pieces. Smaller than an Israeli salad. Right? So that would be a tolda. Why? It's the same tayelas, but it's not the same mice. It's not the same pool. I'm not using a grinder. If you use a grinder in a tomato, I get tomato paste, right? If I use a grinder on a potato, so I haven't just changed the chet, I changed the pool. So that's what the Rambam is pointing out. The Rambam is pointing out that if Echad akoitzer tavuo a kidney as a boitzer anovim a goyder tomorrow my meisik zaysim, all different words in Hebrew. They're all the ob malacha, right? Shekol echad mein lakra dover migilun miskave. But I need something else. It's the tayeles and it's a mamash the same pu'ula. Only thing that's different is I'm picking dates, I'm picking a watermelon, I'm picking a grape. That's still an ob. But if it's a different pu'ula for the same tachlis, then it's a tolda. If it's the same pu'ula for a different tachlis, different story, there's a malach shil gufa, different channel. Alright? So now, the Mishnah, so now with this Havana, and again it's a little bit tweaked, you have the Gleital, it's a slightly different take on it. But with this mahalach, so now the Gemara says, maybe we'll do one other Gemara. I forgot to put the marble comas. Shabbos, Mem Tesem and Beis. Shabbos. Hode Yasif Kavoyelu. Hode Nan Oveis Melochis Abam Chazrachas Keneged Me. When Chazal said that there are 49 Oveis Melochis, what did I say? 39 Oveis Melochis. So Omer Lohu Rav Chanina, where did the number come from? So Omer Rav Chanina Barachama Keneged Avoidois HaMishkan. There were 39 activities in the building of the Mishkan. All right? How do you define an activity? Hach to have a mission chashiva. Hach to have a mission bechashiva. Om Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Lozer, Kach Om Rabbi Shiva, Rabbi Shiva, Lekunya, Kenegin, Melocha, Melachtai, Umelecha, Shiva Teira. If you count up all the numbers of times that the Torah used the word Melocha in Chumash, it'll come out to be 40. But one doesn't count, the Gemara goes on to describe. So there's going to be 39. Abom Chazarachas, because one is not referring to Malach. So the Gemara says that there was a Mesorah the Chazal had, right? That if you go through the Mishkan, you'll find 39 Malachis Chashuvas. Or there was a Mesorah that said, go through the Mishkan and find 39 Malachis Chashuvas. Because we need to build up to 39. But there was a Mesorah either have to get the number 39. Now the Gemara says that this Mesorah of Ovois was to teach us that we're supposed to understand the tchuna of the Ovois and then figure out what did the Ribbono Shel Olam include in every Ov. What did the Kadosh Baruch Hu include in Zeraya? When the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, look at the Mishkan, figure out the Malachis Chashuvas. So they didn't, Kadosh Baruch Hu was not saying that it's usur to trap achilazon and Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying it's usur to trap. We have to figure that out. What's called trapping? What's considered to be? Achilazon was for Netilas Neshama. Trapping was probably to get the hides. For the Elim Modomim, right? So exactly what's called trapping, what's called hunting. But the structure of Oveis and Toldos was Davka to teach me how to use the Mishkan as a template for describing what's Osir and Shabbos. But once we get the template, then Toldos say Ki Yotzei Ben. So the Gemara says, when Chazal established that Mazikin should be organized as Ovis and Toldos, and that I should call Keren and Ov, and Be'it and Neshicha Revitza should call the Toldos, and I should call Shane and Ov, and Ischacha, Bekoisel, and also I should call a Tolda, and Regel, I should call an Ov, but Holcha, Bishuk, I should call Hezikov, Altsida, so I should call a Tolda. So what were Chazal instructing me to understand? So the Torah, so Chazal said, were there two paradigms for Ovis and Melochis, in Chazal. One paradigm is Tum and Tara, can't relate that Bechlal to Nezikin. So, if that was the only paradigm, it would teach me that Toldos Sayen is Lav Ki Yotzeben. The other paradigm is Shabbos. If Shabbos is teaching me, so then I'm getting the instruction that I'm getting from Chazal is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever as categories. I have to define the category. Just like I have to define the category of every single Ov Melacha to know Pu'ula, Tachlis, and Chefetz. So I have to define the category of every single mazik. So I'll know what else is included. That's totally saying ki yaitse be. But once I know what's included, not the same din. Right? Okay, so now we'll have to go a little bit deeper tomorrow. But l'chara, that's what you have to understand the sugya. To understand what exactly our chazal, what do they want us to understand? Because the next two blot is Rav Papa's resolution that some obvious and tells us case of them not the case of them. So they have to figure out, so we're going to go a little bit deeper tomorrow to understand exactly how Chazal are, what they are probing of you. What's the Chakir of you?
The deal? What's the, when we say it's like Shabbos though, based on the focus that was written down at the bottom of the Beis Lamed Aleph, is it just like Shabbos that, because the first day is that it has different punishments, essentially, if you add them up. You feel like Shabbos is split up.
Why would you say different punishments? Is it only a question of... Is that not different punishments? The question is whether you...
Rebbe Lezer's machalik on the first sheet of...
He's cholik, yeah.
There's a difference. So there's more variation for Shabbos.
There's a difference only... Right, so when the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar holds the Mechayim told Mamokim of, so he means that every single of generates almost other ofs. Right? So then what the Gemara wants to understand is, so according to Rabbi Elazar, why is there an always told the structure Shabbos?
Right.
Teretz Lechor is that has to do with. You have to understand where every Toldah comes from, almost like Tumatara. He says, so he's saying there's only one model for him. Okay?